risen Miss Daisy and Mamu this Wednesday morning, the 15th of March, 72.
I won too that day, Sunday. Uh-huh. I guess Bessie just didn't feel like fooling with it and making it.
Then me and Bessie don't have such good stoves
to cook in.
Yes.
Doris has
got a new stove.
Uh-huh.
So if we want something done, we let her do it.
Yes, Bessie didn't look too good. I mean, she didn't talk like she was feeling too good. But then she was up and says when she has those pains, she just goes and takes some medicine. And I told her she ought to lay down every day and rest.
Some days she lays down, but not many. She'd rather sit up and gnaw.
Well, I had to. I'd rather do it too. I don't like to go down on the bed. I don't like to get down on the bed. And so my children will say, why don't you rest, Mamu? Lie down a little. I will sometimes lie down on the couch that's around close. Well, I see Mr. Leroy up at church when I go to church and all.
Yes.
And I think they aren't they going pretty soon to see Miss PK, I believe.
That it is.
I believe
it's getting time. I ain't hear him say nothing about it.
And I believe I heard him say they was going pretty soon. I went to see her not long before I came down here.
Miss Richardson?
We call Miss PK. She looks awful feeble. Well, she is, of course, on the bed all the time.
Been in bed
over
2 years.
Yeah. She talks awful weak. Mm-hmm. Awful weak. She talks just almost in a whisper. She's so weak, you know. But she can't do much for herself, you see. She had a stroke.
No.
But she was real, she was right happy, right jolly, and looked like was getting along very well, you know. We live a right smart piece away from her, so I don't get to go over to see her very often. I talk to her daughter, Ruth, but I don't get to see her much. And you still work for her. Mr. Leroy, you still going?
Still go.
And they keep the baby a lot.
Does she keep the baby all the week while they work?
While they work, she teaches.
The children's work, and she take care of the baby.
So she don't teach now. She just teaches the baby.
Teaches the baby. So she Oh, and do they love that baby?
They love that baby, don't
they? What you talking about?
Well, Mr. Leroy said she kind of keeps them busy.
Oh, she do.
She
do.
She walks around now, don't you know? And talk? Does she talk?
She do her kind of talking, but you don't know what she talking about.
Her kind. Well, I tell you, sometimes we grown folks talk about something that we don't know about either.
You don't know nothing about.
Oh, me. Yes, we do. We talk about something. Yeah. Well, you have a right smart piece to walk over there, though, but you do it. Do you get much tired?
Yes, I get tired, but I've been
But I mean of the walking, do you stop and rest in it when you're on walking over there?
I rest when I come back.
Uh-huh.
I'll stop at Dora Mitchell's sometime, rest there for a while. Well, I mostly stop to see her, because she just stays there all the time.
Dora
she can't get nowhere.
Mm-hmm. Is that George's wife?
That's George's mother.
Oh, the mother. Mm-hmm. What's his wife's name?
Marty.
Margaret.
Mm-hmm. Oh, dang, there's an ill Martha. She worked every day.
Mm-hmm. Where does she work?
Who, Martha?
Martha, uh-huh.
On the farm.
On the farm?
Mm-hmm.
She works out on the farm.
Mm-hmm. When they get their crop all gathered in, about that time, it don't be long before the oranges be ready.
Yeah. Does she have to pick the oranges?
She pick oranges.
She does.
Pick oranges every day.
Do they work for the Richtons or the Woods? Who do they are? Anybody?
Work for the Woods.
They work for the Woods.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't know the Woods had oranges. But.
Well, I don't know who to cut oranges for,
uh-huh.
But they farm for the Woods.
For the Woods, uh-huh.
Squash, eggplants, okra, mm-hmm. stuff like that.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Do you ever buy anything from that colored man, or Smith, or what's his name? Sydney? No, who was it that stopped and Bessie's got some stuff from, she said?
Mm-hmm.
The petals.
Mm-hmm.
Takes vegetables into A&P in town,
mm-hmm.
and has a truck full.
Was it Zeb Johnson?
Zeb Johnson. I mm-hmm. said Smith. And Zeb Johnson. Yeah. She said he had very nice vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
And she sometimes, she said she got some collards or something from
him.
And you know I didn't know Carrie had died. Faye never had
written. Oh, you didn't?
No, sir, I didn't know it. I didn't know Carrie had died. And they sold the place and...
Gone.
And Anna's somewhere in the hospital or in a... somewhere.
No,
in Georgia.
She's in Georgia.
In Georgia.
No.
Uh-huh.
The woman that used to help them down there, I seen her son. And she said, I asked her, when has she heard from her?
Uh-huh.
She said, I haven't heard from her
uh-huh.
in a good while.
Mm-hmm.
Said, but they say, she said, now her brother said, or somebody said, she back in the hospital.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Said she wasn't getting along so good. She said, of course, that's been a good while ago
uh-huh.
since I heard that.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. What was it, where did the woman live that kind of waited on to stay there?
Rochelle.
Would she come every day, or did she come?
No, I think she come
just
twice a week.
Twice a week. Was she white?
Colored?
Mm-hmm. Nurse, kind mm-hmm. of a nurse. Somebody that helped her. Mm-hmm. So Carrie just, did she get to where she couldn't do anything?
Yes, ma'am.
She did.
She got to where she couldn't do nothing before they moved.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
When she went to Georgia, she was sick.
Oh, she died in Georgia then?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And she had some people in Georgia that
a
they went
sister.
To. Her sister.
Had a sister there.
Well, now who, and somebody bought the place?
Lloyd Johnson.
Oh, he bought the place. He don't live there?
No, he don't live there.
Just rents it.
He sometime he let it grow up in weeds, sometime he rent it.
Oh, yeah.
Now this year, Freddie Woods rented it.
Oh.
From him. But, I'm trying to say last year, but this year, Lloyd make like he gonna work it himself.
Well, who lives in the house? What does he do with it?
Well, it's a young couple live in the house.
Uh-huh.
I don't know them.
You don't know them?
Mm-hmm. But they,
do they work somewhere or something?
Her husband work in town.
Works in town.
Well, mm-hmm. I don't know. Where she work at, I don't know. Whether she works.
Mm-hmm.
You see, she has a baby.
Oh, she's got a baby.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She may have to stay at home with it.
She might.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Just a small baby? Just a small baby.
Oh, the baby's about 6 or 7 months old.
Well, it's a small baby.
Small baby.
It's a small baby. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess she has to stay at home with that. I'll take it somewhere to somebody to keep. Mm-hmm.
And
I guess her husband works in town.
Her husband works in town. But I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Miss people living down there, don't you?
Yes.
Well, it has changed. That your little neighborhood all around there sure has changed.
Uh-huh.
It's mighty quiet, as Betsy says.
It is quiet.
It's just so quiet, no cheering.
But you know, it don't make no difference with me.
Well, don't make no difference. Well, you've got Doris. You can run over to see at night and everything. And it's a different thing, I guess, to what even Betsy does. She don't... You, I guess, are just about the only one that kind of runs in to see her.
Mm-hmm. Doris goes up there to see her.
And she goes up there to see her, too. Well, Doris looks like she's pretty busy.
Well, she's pretty busy, but she go up there
and kind of
see
her.
Mm-hmm. And anything Bessie wants her to do, she do.
She just does.
Yes.
Doris, yeah.
Well, I reckon I better see about
it. I reckon you better be going. Is it your time's up?
Yes.
Well, I guess I'll have to go and find Faye then.
Find Faye? Where is she?
I think I saw her running out at the in the yard. I believe I went saw her there. I hear she shut the door, I guess, to the car. I guess she did. No, she's always picking... doing some. Mm-hmm. She just loves flowers.
Oh, she do.
And plum blossoms. She's just crazy about them. She just stops and gathers.
She done cut her some this morning.
She did. Mm-hmm. She can't get enough. She cut some yesterday morning, some yesterday. But they are so pretty.
And they're sweet.
They're real sweet. They're real sweet. I'm so glad she's got some on her own land that she can go and cut when she wants to.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Now, you got anything blooming on your place?
I got a few azaleas blooming.
Oh, your azaleas blooming. Mm-hmm. They are pretty, too. They last a right smart while.
Yes.
They don't bloom but once a year, but...
But they bloom a good while.
A good while. Uh-huh. No. So, I guess Faye, I guess I better go and get her then. If you think it's time you're leaving,
mm-hmm.
I guess you've got to go back and you got so much work to do. You've got to go to
just
work.
Proving it's time to get on it now. It's getting warm. Grass is growing.
What you got to get back to do?
Whole grass.
Oh, you're going to hold the grass.
Yeah.
Well, she says it's about time she gets home and gets to work, Faye. She's got the whole grass. Yeah.
Doesn't she know that it'll grow right back?
Yeah, but you know, I've been hoeing off grass around my walkway around there. I'm about to get it cleaned off. So
you hoeing?
Yeah, me hoeing. I've been hoeing, cutting that grass down. Yeah.
Good for you.
Good for me. I think if I had a garden, that I'd hoe something out there.
Mm-hmm.
But
you would?
Yeah. I think if they'd have a garden, that I'd hoe.
Miss Daisy, if you had a garden all plowed up and ready, you could hoe in it, couldn't you?
Sure, and I would hoe in it.
You would, and you'd love to do it.
James is trying to get it tracted, get his place tracked, and he said he's going to have the tractor all the way to mine, too. He said, then you can start your garden when I start mine. I said, thank you.
I'll send Mother down. She can hoe with you.
No.
But
Mother,
you haven't started it yet,
Mother
so.
Can't hoe for me.
Oh, yes, I
Why?
Could. I'd better hoe.
Why?
I ain't gonna let her.
Oh, yeah.
Hoe it myself.
You
well, I enjoyed my visit.
Yes.
Always
But you haven't got that garden set started yet.
No. So you just
gentlemen, over on 300 or 400 and the end of the visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 15th of March, 72. Gentlemen, over around 300 or 400 and the end of the visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 15th of March, 1972. Gentlemen, over around 300 or 400 and the end of the visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 15th of March, 72.